ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਤੁਦੇ ਆਗੇ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਆਦ ਗੁਰੇ ਨਮੈ ਜੁਗਾਦ ਗੁਰੇ ਨਮੈ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੇ ਨਮੈ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂਦੇਵ ਨਮੈ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ Today is the day when we have to understand and learn the essence of Guru's word and how Guru laid down the path of our union between man and God. According to the old practice of yoga, Iddha and Pingala and Shushumna, when they meet and meet it together at the Trikuti, the pineal, the pituitary, and Shashara become one, the tenth gate. And then the essence and the requirement of life charismatically puts a human into the situation where you don't need things. In other words, the true picture, it's not some special picture that one becomes a yogi. A true picture, the man becomes a man, man becomes a human, and start living not by emotion, commotions, and feeling, and desire, and needs, but he lives by intuition. An intuitive person can think now, hereafter, thereafter, and ever. The knowledge is clear, the path is clear, the self is clearly in one own grace. And grace is so beautiful and shining and prevailing that everyone who is around within the vicinity feels the reality of such a person. This was the path adapted by the yogis for centuries and centuries and centuries. Guru gave a path for which there was a very harsh, hard discipline. You have to practically and physically mold your body to see the weather doesn't touch you. You don't desire anything. You don't need anything. And all that. And it had taken many, many years. At the time of Nanak, Guru Nanak said, you can unite God with the language and the power and the method of the Pavan Guru, which is essential in the old system also, that you also have to come to that understanding by Pavan Guru, whereas the union of the essence of the Pavan Guru is the same. You unite within your own life at the essence of the Pavan Guru. If you make physically the Iddha, Pingala and Shushumna together, when three things comes together, and that was very practical, very essential for humans to practice. But Guru explained that there's no need for all that strict discipline, but you have to be householder also. Because Grist Ashram is Mahan Dharma. The Dharma of our Dharma is to be a Grihasthi, to live as a householder life, neat and clean and perfect. Then question came, where will get the time to do? Then Guru explained the Vidya of the Pavan Guru in a very essential way, that Itta and Pingala and Sushumna are Man, Bach, Karam. Three qualities of a person become three avenues of union in which a man can get into ecstasy. Man, mind, vachan, what you speak, what you say, your word, karam, what your actions. Your mind, your karam, action and your word must have the same meaning. What you are thinking, what you are saying, and what you are doing must have that trinity. And when that is set, then you understand the Shabda Guru. Same thing as the old system was. Old system was a single, alone man working hard and trying to train his physical body for his own competency. And out of that competency, going through pain, torture, when pain and torture is no torture for that person, and rising above it. And the rest is a commoner. So it was like a divine right of kings. Some people were great, and some never knew what greatness is. They become follower, humble. Like the story, there once a king wanted to become a yogi, so he left everything and become a beggar. Whereas the house of Nanak is very marvelous. A orphan boy who was nothing became such a padishah. Jetha, the fourth Nanak, became such a padishah, the true king. So the situation between the character of a Sikh and the character of a person is different. Here, you have to have, in that you have to have nothing. Shunya. Out of the shunya, you come out of to be everlasting. Here, you have everlasting, but personally, you have also achieved shunya. You are not attached. You have everything. If you don't have anything, how according to Sikh Maryada you can feed people in a langar? If you have no clothes on your body, how you will put Ramala on the Sri Guru Granth? You have to have. The lordship are here and hereafter was given to Sikh. And his Trikuti, the three channels of life, mind, word, and karma. Man, bach, karma. It was one. So, eko bhai. Man, bach, karma. So, eko bhai. They became one. That's the first sign of the Sikh. How can that be? If with the pavan, shabad, pavan, through which you sing, you read, you hear, these are all values of the pavan. Prana's values. You consolidate yourself to that position. And then you grow into that ecstasy of mind. How that works? That works that you become prosperous, perpetual prosperous. And your conscience guides you to things which time has to challenge you. Time has to challenge you, and sometimes you fail, and sometimes you pass, and sometimes you avoid, and sometimes you run away. Sometimes you feel depressed, and somebody try to impress. You do so many monkey tricks. It's very shameful to see a beautiful human being going through all that. And it's not that you don't do it when you have degrees. You may have all the worldly knowledge, but you do not know how to practice it. You do not know how to prevail. Because there is no strength with you. Because your Triveni, those three, your Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati, are not together. You have not reached a point where all three forces are normally flowing in you. You have not reached the personality, and your mana, bacha, karma are not together. When it's not together, then you are saying different, you are thinking different, and you are acting different. And one can see, you are very, very split. It is not the person who doesn't like to love you and try to trust you, and try to be with you, and try to befriend you, and try to... They all try to do all that. But Who wants to sit on a trishula? Who has three swords hanging out of it? Nobody wants it. Today you are loving and very hugging and very nice. Next day you are very avoiding and very isolated and very different. And third day you are very abusive and very rude and very cutthroat. People get totally shocked by this nature. So, to avoid all that, Guru gave us the guidance. Guru said, give yourself to the Guru and learn from the Guru. And to make it everlasting, that we should learn the truth for everlasting, not we change every day. Friday there are different sermons. Now these days we are atoning ourselves. People are beating, bleeding, they are suffering. So they think this Friday, if they suffer a lot, the whole year they have sinned, that will be all washed off. So God is working only in April. In May, June, July, August, He goes on the mountains. August, November, December, He goes to the islands. And then He goes to the Southland somewhere. We have personified God into a pigeon boxes. Shift to Him to highlands, shift to Him plains, shift to Him to ocean. We have never, in 2000 year, 2001 we are in, and we have never understood God pervades all the time, everywhere, as equilibrium of this planetary molecule structure and the cosmological knowledge of that, through which the vibratory affection, infection and infection works together. And that molecule structure is ever-flowing, everlasting and is infinite. It is not within our reach here. We forget it all the time. The existence of it is the existence. We only feel the air when it blows. Or is a breeze, or is a heart, or is a storm, or is a tornado, and you know, we feel it. Otherwise we don't feel there is air. But there is air, it doesn't go anywhere. So technically what Nanak says, when your sensitivity and your senses becomes under the command of the Shabd Guru, then your vastness become infinite. Then your karam, vachan, and your mind becomes pure. It is that purity which leads you towards the personification, identification, and the reality of a Khalsa. That's what Khalsa is all about. Then, Prakirti. Prakirti is the creativity of the Purkha. Purkha is one essence which prevails. Like air is Purkha. Pavan is Purkha. But it prevails, it breathes, it moves, it is cold, it is hot, it is high, it is low, it is volcanic, it is just beautiful breeze. It has many, many forms, shapes, time, space. That is Prakriti. And when Prakriti sees that Purkha has dwelt in individual, in identity, and reality has taken the personality, then all what needs are, they come. Instead of denial, I have no needs, it comes acceptance. Then you truly say what is written on the stone, Ketya Dukh Hukh Sadmar Evi Dateri Datar. Then many, many hunger, inconvenience come 100,000 times. To me, it is thy grace, it is thy great, it is thy gift. We have a very limited mind sometimes because we use mind too much. We use mind in fantasy, we use mind in imagination, we use mind in subconscious dreams, and then we get to unconscious living. And then to have sensitivity, we try to become methodical. It's called step by step, minute by minute, day by day, week by week, month by month. Because we have no guide, we have no intuition. Therefore, we try to squeeze ourselves to a very tight regime, regimentation, and discipline. Some of us become so boring. Have you seen people saying, "Oh, don't talk to him. He's a circle. He has to go through his routine and circle. He's not going to come through or be something or anything." So today is the day. I like to congratulate you that yesterday you were working, and you have to be working a couple of weeks to make a part of the Punjabi University Patiala. So the most beautiful thing is that we can learn the language of the Guru, and we can learn the Guru itself. Knowing Guru, reading Guru, and listening to the Guru is wonderful, but understanding the Guru. Thal vich tin vastu payo, sat santokh vicharo. In this plate there are three things: sat, truth; santokh, the patience, the contentment; vicharo, understanding. And if you do not know what Guru is saying, and Guru is not your priority. I asked somebody one day, I said, "Why did you come to the Gurdwara?" "Oh gee, I have to go to Colorado. I have promised him that friends, I'll go with them to Colorado." I said, "Why you went to Colorado?" "Oh, we made long time arrangement. If snows on this Sunday, we'll go to Colorado. Long time ago we had understanding." I said, "Didn't you make understanding with your friend on this Sunday? If it doesn't snow or snow, we'll go to the Gurdwara. Was it not a priority? Was not your life an understanding? Once a week you could not get together, that you sit in the, as a courtier in the court of the Shabad Guru, and listen and procedurally process yourself and progression, you correct your angle of life and see that you have that sophisticated feeling. Was that not a practical part of life?" "No, no, these sometimes, you know, I forget." I say, "Yeah, how many times this week you forgot how to eat? Did you?" "No." I said, "Did you eat all the time?" "Not all the time, but eat. Then I'm hungry." I said, "So you eat when you're hungry. So you have no hunger to become pure. You have no hunger to process yourself. You know hunger that you have to moderately watch your projections. You have not hunger to be. That mental hunger is not there. You do have a hunger to become rich. Oh, you have a hunger of all passion and all dreams with it. You have no hunger to become a saint. You have no hunger to be united with the oneness of self. You have no hunger to produce God from yourself. You have a hunger to produce money out of yourself. In your wallet there is the money. In your heart there is no God. You have no hunger to keep it there." I said, "Don't become uptight. I'm just asking. This is the kind of hunger I'm discussing. You eat when you're hungry. You clothe when you're naked. Hey, you crapless son of a son, do you see that you are naked all before the eye with your karmas, which are inferior, low grade, and slantingly insulting? You have no shame for that? You are nude before the eyes of those who look at you as a human being and they find you as an animal? And they give you pet name? They call you foxy, some call you snake, some call you dog. You know, you are while alive being a human, you have reversed your incarnation. You're not aware of it. You wear, when it's cold, you like to wear a beautiful shawl, Pashmina shawl. But you don't want to cover your mental degradation. In this incarnation, you're not born to cover your mental degradation. You do not want to sharpen your memory. You must know you are a human being and how gracious you are. You forget most of the time when you lie and you undermine things that you are Sikh of the Guru. And you are a representative, you are ambassador at large of goodwill, grace and tranquility. You are gifted to give gifts to people to uplift their soul, clear their mind, and bring them to consciousness. Now, you are a living, blind, walking on two legs, a mammal, hitting things and we all know. So let's turn this Sunday. We are doing a very historical thing. If it's come to be, it will be a story that a Punjabi university, Patiala, extend its university here, and the governor of Punjab comes here to inaugurate, and very learned professor come there to teach and share with us. And we'll talk. Instead of watching pornography things, we start exalted things. Watching is the same. Learning is the same. Being is the same. Time is the same. Energy is the same. Money may be less. Another thing, we spend more money. So rationally and irrational man, irrational man with rational effort can become again into unisonness of that to put their three energies flow, which always flow in him, man, vach, karma, mind, his word, his action, like Jamuna, Ganga, Sarf. The beauty of that is Sarasvati is unknown, unseen. It is a subtle river of knowledge which joins. So today we are meeting ourselves to each other. And I am very personally grateful and try to say, I'm not saying I'm grateful in the sense, but in the sense I'm grateful that you are realized. That you are working whole Saturday, you worked on the grounds to build that place to look like university. I'm also very grateful to those who are participating to make it and bring it to a reality. Exactly like our life is existence, we have to bring it to a reality. We have to rebuild our personality. We have rebuilt our identity. Bana gives us identity, Bani gives us projection, Seva gives us the power of friendship, Simran gives us security, and together we can utter then, Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki.